Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Suncoast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
And happy Sunday from Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, as the Marauders and the Threshers close out their six-game series with this Sunday afternoon ballgame in the series finale. This is the Marauders Pregame Show. Thomas and Zarella. Going to get you set for, again, game six out of six this week between the Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates single-A affiliates. Last night, Marauders nearly had their seventh shutout of the season, which would have been their fourth against Clearwater as they defeated them by a score of 2-1. Braylon Bishop with leadoff home run. Omar Alfonso, an RBI double in the first inning, and that was it. Scott Arando went 3 scoreless, struck out 5, retired all 9. Minor league rehabber from High A Greensboro. Christian Curtis allowed just 1 run in 5 innings, picked up his first professional win, and Magdo Cotto slammed the door with his 4th save of the season. So, Bradenton has taken 3 of the first 5, so they can do no worse than a split in this week-long series, obviously going for the series victory here today. Marauders are 20-12 at home, have the most home wins in the FSL, and will aim to do that against first place Clearwater, who right now are tied first with Lakeland. Well, it is Sunday, and so that means only one thing, a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. You hear from Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis. John Moses in AA Altoona about the week that was for them. And, of course, myself, Tom and Cinderella, about the week that happened at home for single A Bradenton. We come back here on the pregame show. That is next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's Sunday, so that means only one thing. A look around the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. You'll hear from Jack McMullen and Triple A Indianapolis about their week at home against Columbus. John Moses on the road in Richmond with our old friend Kalai Harrison. And, of course, for myself, Thomas Cinderella about the week that was as the Marauders hosted the Clearwater Threshers. First up, we'll hear from Bradenton. With a look at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Cinderella. Bradenton returned home after a road trip last week in Fort Myers to host first-place Clearwater, who are right now knocking on the door of trying to clinch the first-half crown. The Marauders stand in their way, and they have been standing fast, having taken three of the first five games from the Threshers. Bradenton notched their sixth shutout of the season on Thursday, winning 8-0. They're led by Carlson Reed, who struck out 9 in 5 innings. Overall, the pitching staff struck out a season-high 17 in the ballgame. Strong pitching was more of the same on Saturday as they squeaked past the Threshers 2-1. Minor league rehabber Scott Randall struck out 5 and 3 scoreless. Christian Curtis then struck out 5 and allowed just 1 run on 3 hits in 5 innings. Last Saturday, Curtis threw a 6-inning complete game in a doubleheader. And over his last 3 starts has been really impressive. He's allowed just 4 earned runs in 16 innings while striking out 18, which is good for a 2.25 ERA. Pitching coach Matt Ford said earlier this year that Christian Curtis is a stuff monster. Well, there's a lot of pitchers in the Pirates org that have really good stuff. In the big leagues, for example, Paul Skeens has his slinker. There's maybe a new nickname going around the Pirates organization, and that's of Curtis's breaking ball. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, it's probably my slider is my go-to like strikeout pitch. They call it a death ball here because it's really just a hard curveball, and so it doesn't have a true like appearance of a slider, and so that's really my go-to strikeout pitch.
Marauders hope to keep strong pitching going into Sunday as they go for a series victory against the Threshers. Lefty Connor Oliver gets the baseball. High noon for his pitch from Lecom Park, before they hit the road next week to take on the Dunedin and Blue Jays. With a look at the Marauders, I'm Thomas Cinderella.
With AA Altoona, this is John Moses. Starting pitching has been the name of the game in Altoona's week-long series at Richmond, and they got one of the best performances in recent memory from right-hander Braxton Ashcraft on Thursday night when he struck out 12 flying squirrels, the most by a curve pitcher since Tyler Glasnow in 2015 across seven innings in a 10-4 win for the curve. 12 strikeouts and no walks, really an indication about how Ashcraft has turned the corner this year. Finally free from restrictions of his Tommy John recovery from a year ago, he's emerged as one of the best arms in Pittsburgh's minor league system. After his outing on Thursday, he held a 3.69 ERA with just 8 walks and 63 strikeouts in 53 and two-thirds innings pitched for the season. He's first among AA pitchers in walk rate at just 3.6% and second in swinging strike percentage, with opponents swinging and missing at more than 16% of his pitches this year. But where does that elite control come from for Braxton Ashcraft?
So growing up, my dad was my coach growing up all through T-ball until I got into high school. And his rule was, if you can't throw strikes, you can't pitch. I would go and throw our little, you know, 8-year-old bullpens where he'd sit on the bucket and do those things, and he would intentionally do it without a backstop. And so if I threw a pitch that wasn't in the zone, he would let it go and I have to go get it. There's that aspect of it, but I think the most important thing that I realized early was that almost 70% of batted balls in play are outs. 100% of walks are runners on base. So, I mean, you give yourself a lot better chance to get outs whenever you give guys a chance to hit the ball and give yourself a chance to put guys away.
Altoona goes for a series win on Sunday afternoon at Richmond with lefty Anthony Solomito and righty Bubba Chandler scheduled to tag team the game to start on the mound. With AA Altoona, this is John Moses.
With AAA Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. The Indians got a win that they badly needed last night with Gilberto Celestino hitting a walk-off two-run double to down the Columbus Clippers. But the smiles have unfortunately been few and far between on the two-week homestand, dropping 9 of the first 12 games of the 13-game stay at Victory Field. Much of the issue has been on the hill, unfortunately, with Columbus posting 69 hits over the first 4 games of their series with Indy. But offensively, Matt Gorski was Indy's Player of the Month in May, and since May 1st, Gorski is tied for second in all of AAA baseball with 10 homers. He's in sole possession of third in AAA with 31 RBIs, and he's sixth at the level in slugging percentage at .642. It came on the heels of an April where Gorski OPS'd under the league average, going from a .758 OPS to a .1050 in May. So what led to the resurgence for the former second-round pick?
I think you do so much in the offseason to, you know, change swings or get to a swing that you really feel like is going to help you for the next year or the next season. I know I had a talk with Henry when he came down here, and it's like you really always truly go back to the swing that's always worked for you. And I feel like after the month of April, I tried so many different changes, so many different things, and I just went back to the swing that I, you know, you feel comfortable with, you've just always known. And it's all about feeling comfortable in the box at the end of the day. So, I mean, That's really what it was, just getting back to being comfortable.
So to clarify, it wasn't a pitch recognition thing, not about spin or anything. It was simply knowing how your body works anatomically and not trying to be cute.
That's exactly right. You have to be, I mean, we try to be so perfect with so many different mechanics. You just have to be an athlete in the box at the end of the day. And, you know, I swing the bat hard. So when I make contact, good things are going to happen. So, you know, just getting to a spot where I can be athletic and hit the ball and hit the ball hard.
Now, a defensive question real quick. Gorski has shown his acumen in the outfield this year, making several highlight reel plays, but he's also getting a good bit of time at first base right now. How's he splitting his time between first and the outfield?
It's probably 80-20 first base right now, and just making sure I'm more comfortable over there. I know I was out here for about an hour yesterday getting some early work in. You know, just being more comfortable being one-handed at first base, I think, is big for me. In the outfield, you know, you have a lot more time to react and everything, but at first base, you're almost like a little hockey goalie, you know, knocking the ball down. Receiving balls has always been pretty easy for me since I played there for a year in college, so I, you know, it's just catching the ball at the end of the day. But yeah, and the outfield, playing everywhere has been good, and, you know, it's been really windy here recently, so it's been more difficult out there, especially down the lines, but you know, getting a lot of good work in out there, too.
The Indians wrap up the homestand here in about an hour against Columbus before flying to Jacksonville for 6 with the Marlins-affiliated Jumbo Shrimp. And I thought Indy was the one with the shrimp cocktail. with AAA. I'm Jack McMullen.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting a set for this series finale between the Marauders and the Threshers. Time now to exchange a lot of cards with you at home. We'll start with the visitors and the Clearwater Threshers. Third baseman Bryson Ware hits leadoff, followed by the shortstop and the Phillies' number two prospect, Aiden Miller. Second baseman Devin Saltabon hits third. Batting cleanup and playing first base, it's Keenan Anthony. Right fielder Dakota Katowski bats fifth. Pierce Bennett slotted in the sixth spot. He is the DH. Lefty Jared Thomas does the catching, hitting seventh. Center fielder Avery Owusu-Asiedu bats eighth. And A.J. Shaver rounds out the starting nine, playing left field. Looks like it'll be a bullpen day for Clearwater. Brandon Beckel gets the baseball as he comes in today with a 2-0 record of 3.57 ERA. He goes opposite to lefty Connor Oliver, 0-2 with a 5.26 earned run average this season. Here is the starting nine for the Marauders. Emmanuel Torero, the DH, hits leadoff, followed by the switch hitting shortstop in Kiner Delgado. Lefty first baseman Omar Alfonso hits third as Merlin Valdez, the right fielder, hits cleanup. Lefty center fielder Shalene Polanco bats fifth, followed by the catcher and the sixth batter in Axio Plaz. Lefted hitting left fielder Solomon McGuire bats seventh, while the third baseman Javi Rivas hits eighth. Switch hitting second baseman Wesley Zapata rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders, who right now have won three of the first five games of this six-game series. A win today would be a series victory for them. They are currently eliminated from the playoffs, at least in the first half of the season. Second half starting June 21st, as they have taken two losses in this week-long series against the Threshers, who right now are tied for first with Lakeland at 36-20. Marauders 24-32. They are 12 games back from first place with less than 12 games to go here in the first half of the season. Marauders closing out this homestand before they hit the road next week to take on the Dunedin Blue Jays, as Threshers, they will head home to take on the Tampa Tarpons 4-6 next week. Marauders in their home white uniform tops with the black primary hats getting ready to spill out from the first base dugout. Threshers in their road grays in the light blue hat tops. Connor Oliver, the lefty, will be the first man to lead them out of the dugout here today. As Marauders winning 2-1 yesterday, got a really good pitching matchup yesterday and a really good, say, pitching day for them. Scott Randall, minor league rehabber, started the ball game. And then it was Christian Curtis who went the next five, gave up just a run. And Mag Dakota picked up his fourth save of the season. It's kind of been an alternate day here for a series for each team. Yesterday, Threshers were held to just three hits. The night before, Marauders had just two in their loss. Bradenton won 8-0 on Thursday, held Clearwater to three hits. So right now, it looks like it'll be Clearwater's turn to hold Bradenton to two or three hits tonight. It's been a wild series and a funky series like that, as Oliver now takes the field with the rest of the Marauders' defense. We come back here on first pitch from Lecom Park. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
From Lecombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the series finale between the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. A happy Sunday to you, wherever you're listening. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Sunday plans. As Connor Oliver gets the baseball in this finale, Marauders have taken three of the first five games from the Clearwater Threshers. So, like, taking a look at the standings really quickly. Threshers are currently in first place, tied for first with the Lakeland Flying Tigers, closing out their series today as well at noon against Jupiter. Both teams with a 36-20 record. Marauders are currently in fifth place and eliminated from the playoffs, 12 games back with a 24-32 record, with the first half coming to an end on June the 20th, so just nine games left after today. Marauders winning yesterday by a score of 2-1. In which they received very strong pitching from all three arms. They used Scott Randall, struck out five and went three. Christian Curtis allowed just a run in five innings. And Maggio Cotto, a 1-2-3 ninth inning as he picked up his fourth save of the season. Marauders trying to take their first series from the Threshers this year. It's their third series meeting. Open up the season with a three-game set. They lost two of the three, lost five of six later in the month of April against the Threshers. Now back here, trying to close it out with a series victory. Oliver comes in with a 0-2 record, a 5.26 ERA on the season, as he will face Bryson Ware to lead things off in this top of the first inning. Ware, Miller, and Santibon, the top three in the order today for the Threshers. As Oliver toes the rubber from the middle of the slab, first pitch home from the windup is a fastball at the knees, called strike, and we're off and running at 12.01 p.m. here at Lecombe Park in beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Bit hot today though, 90 degrees at first pitch. The 0-1, swinging a pop-up in the air, first base side, it's out of play. Wind blowing at 8 miles an hour, but left to right right now. Hoping it can pick up a bit more for some of the fans in the bowl right now. A lot of them taking shelter in the shade on the first base side. The 0-2, swinging a fly ball down the right field line again. This one slices out of play, and they'll do it again. Oliver Blue Glove up near the eyeballs as he works downhill the pitch. And that's a called third strike. Oliver freezes him and strikes him out for the first out in the first inning. So with one out, base is empty, no score, top one. Here's Aiden Miller, the shortstop. Marauders in their home whites today. They were donning their Bradenton Barbara Negra's jersey yesterday on Hispanic Heritage Night. Miller takes a called strike on a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. They're 2-0 when wearing the Barbara Negra's jerseys this year. The 0-1, swinging a line drive out towards the alley in right center field. It's carrying over Valdez's head, and one hops off the wall and over him. Miller stops at second base, and now he's heading to third. Relay that way towards the bases late. And so Miller ends up with a triple here in the first inning. So Threshers are in business right away here. After Valdez, the wind is again blowing out towards right center. I call that a double actually with an error. So either way, Miller's at third base. With Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate. Here in the top of the first inning, Threshers looking to strike first against the Marauders. Saltabon on the day off yesterday, now he's back in the starting nine. And a lefty Oliver with the infield in. Opening pitch is a breaking ball on the inside corner for a called strike. Oliver uses a wide array of pitches, kind of your normal lefty offering that you'll see. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He's set from the belt. And deals home the 0-1. And Saltabon fans on an inside fastball. It's nothing and two. Saltabon this year hitting 226 in his 45th game played. Five doubles, a triple, six home runs, and 26 driven in. Oliver looking for his second K in this opening inning. The 0-2. Swing and a tapper foul. Just off at home plate. A check swing there by Saltabon. And so they'll do it again. The 0-2 home. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the first inning for Connor Oliver. Trying to strand Aiden Miller at third base. So it's a double and an E8. Let's get to the defense from the Marauders. Starting on the outfield left to right, Solomon McGuire, Shalene Polanco, and Esmerlin Valdez. Oliver Ivas is at third base. Connor Delgado, Wes Zapata up the middle. Omar Alfonso's at first. As the first pitch, they're ready. Keaton Anthony is at the knees for a called strike. He uses his challenge here, and Axio Plaza is doing the catching for Connor Oliver. Well, it's confirmed a strike, so Threshers lose the challenge here. But boy, Anthony's having a big week at the plate. He had two of the three hits last night for Clearwater. 0-1. Swing and a miss as he fishes after a curveball in the dirt. It's 0-2. Anthony this week is 7-for-16 with a pair of home runs and five RBIs. His first two home runs of the season have come this week. He edges two career home runs, both last year in the Complex League. After the end of the year with the Threshers. Runner at third base, two outs, no score, top one. Looking to strand Miller at third base. The 0-2. That's low down and in with a fastball. It's 1-2. Anthony, a non-drafted free agent signed by the Phillies out of the University of Iowa last year. Played in 5 games for the Threshers, 9 games in the Complex League after signing. 1-2. Swing on a sharp ground ball left side. Rivas to his left field, sets his feet and throws across the diamond in time. And that's the end of the inning. No runs, hit an error with a man left at third base. Marauders coming to bat, no score here at Leacom Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leacom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Up to US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning from Leacom Park in Bradenton, Florida. No score after Aiden Miller doubled and was stranded at third base against Connor Oliver, who struck out 2 in the top of the first. Now bottom one looks to be maybe a bullpen day here as Brandon Beckel gets a start. Right-hander stands on top of the mound and works downhill. First pitch is waved at a miss by lefty Emmanuel Terrero for strike one. Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso to follow against Beckel. 22-year-old from San Antonio, Texas. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another power fastball past him. It's 0-2. 12th-round pick by the Phillies last year out of Texas Tech. Beckel was. Stands the mound at 6'4", 225 pounds. Making his second start. 14th appearance for the Threshers this year. 0-2, and Terrell fouls it back to stay alive. With Clearwater this year, he's 2-0 with a 3.57 ERA, 22 strikeouts, 11 walks, and 22 and two-thirds innings. Randy has a black glove from his belt, brings it up to the eyeballs, 0-2 again. Swing and a miss, nasty curveball down and in for strike three. One gone as Torero's punched out. Base is empty, no score. Here's Connor Delgado. Well, Beckel this year is making his third appearance against the Marauders. He's thrown a pair of scoreless innings, did allow one unearned run. As the first pitch to Delgado's up and away for a ball. Switcher batting left against the righty Beckel. It's also his second appearance this week. Threw a few nights back, gave up that unearned run. And the 1-0 is fouled back towards the screen. It's 1-1. Came back on Thursday night. Marauders won 8-0. Beckel pitched the fifth inning. And what you saw, Polanco, Rodriguez, Valdez, Alfonso, and Campagna. So a few names we'll see today. The 1-1. Swing and a pop foul off the left side for strike two. It was a walk to Rodriguez who then reached all the way at third. As Valdez singled him home, reached on an E9 that scored him. On that same play, 1-2. And a fastball sails high and away at 93. It's 2-2. Beckel throws a two-seam, four-seam fastball, changeup, and a curveball. Ready again, 2-2. Swing and a foul off the inside ankle of Delgado. Beckel was the only Red Raider picked in the draft last year. That goes 20 rounds. Texas Tech is also where Jim Horner had spent a few years as an assistant coach. Before Beckel's time, though. 2-2, and a check swing. They appeal the first. He didn't go around. Wayne Pascal is calling balls and strikes. So that's Austin Mayshak down the first baseline and made that call. And the count's full, 3-2 on Connor Delgado with Omar Alfonso waiting. 3-2 from Beckel. Swing and a line back foul. They'll do it again. Connor's just over a month now with the Marauders in single A. 20-year-old from Venezuela acquired in a trade back in April between the Pirates and the Yankees. 3-2. Swinging a looper down the left field line, and that will drop foul just by about a foot. So long at bat here between Delgado and Beckel. These guys have been doing it out here. Now this will be the ninth pitch of the AB between Beckel and Delgado. After Torero was struck out to begin this inning. Once more, the 3-2. And that's outside for ball four. Delgado works a really nice walk there. Having seen nine pitches. So he reaches with one out at the bottom of the first inning. Omar Alfonso stepping up to the plate. We're scoreless here in the home half of the first inning on this Sunday series finale in Bradenton. A lefty Alfonso against the ready. And Beckel working from the stretch for the first time. First pitch is a breaking ball. Fouled off at home plate for strike one. Omar rolling the pants up today. I don't think we've seen that much this season from Alfonso. He's usually a pants down. 0-1. And chases a curveball in the dirt for strike two. A lot of guys will change stuff around to get some good juju going. Same thing when we talk with Justin Mignes at one point this year about why he wears one batting glove and just the feel and comfort of it. 0-2 on Alfonso, hitting 241 this season with 12 doubles to lead the team. Pitch, swing and a line drive, back up the middle and through, pass to diving Miller in his center field. Delgado stops at second, and it's 2-1, one gone in the first inning. Here is Esmerlin Valdez. Let's meet the defense for the Threshers this afternoon. Start on the outfield left to right, A.J. Shaver, Andrea Wusu-Asiadu, and Dakota Kotowski's in right. Over at third base, it's Bryson Ware. Ian Miller, Devin Saltabon up the middle. Keaton Anthony's out first, and Jared Thomas is doing the catching. For Brandon Beckel. So Valdez up, right-handed batter against the righty Beckel. And Delgado's in motion, now going back to second. And a curveball is inside for ball one. Delgado had a slam on the brakes almost halfway down between second and third. Alfonso, who's got a big lead off of first, playing right in front of the runner, is just looking at him. The 1-0, swing and miss. Like a slider that time, it's 1-1. Okay. 1-1 pitch to Valdez is up top for ball two. You know, Valdez has had a really nice week, and he might be a guy that's in the consideration to win the Florida State League Player of the Week award. 6-for-12, double, triple, and two home runs coming into today. 2-1, swinging off, pop up high in the air, first base side, is going to twist foul, out of play. In towards the fan plaza. And it's 2-2. Valdez did not play yesterday, though, so he's played in four games this week, this one being number five. So, again, I think he's got a really good chance. Only other player to win is the man at first, Nomar Alfonso, in their homestand against St. Lucie a few weeks back. 2-2 again, and a curveball, wallop foul behind home. Marauders are seeing a lot of pitches in this first inning. A lot of deep at-bats. Already 21 pitches thrown by Beckel. And the 2-2. That's outside for a ball. Another full count here on Esmalin Valdez. Shalene Polanco is awaiting on deck. No score, two on, one out, bottom one. 3-2, check swing, and he didn't go around, so ball four. That loads him up for Shalene Polanco, as Beckel being tested here in this opening inning. Well, the other start he had this year came last week against Lakeland, which was also a Sunday spot start. Career high 3 2/3 innings, gave up a run on four hits and struck out three. Bases full here. Lefty Polanco swings to the first pitch that bounces before home. He was sitting something else. Started against Lakeland was his first career start, the 0-1, and Polanco nubs it foul, third base side for strike two. Now last year made an appearance in the complex, then 3-4 Clearwater after the draft. Two, and Polanco lines it over the first baseman Anthony and down the right field line. Delgado in to score. Alfonso right behind him. And a hold at third base. It's a two RBI double for Shalene Polanco. And the Marauders jump in front, 2-0 in the first. Really good two-strike approach there for Polanco. So it's still just one out, two runs in, and two more waiting in the ranks. But here is Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach, to have a chat with Beckel out on the mound. I'll talk about Jim Horner, manager for the Marauders. He was an assistant at Texas Tech from 2011 to 2012. He left the Mariners organization, was the manager for the High Desert Mavericks, which are the single A affiliate for the Seattle Mariners. So, 2 minutes, scoring position, one out. First pitch to Axel Plaz, and that's fouled off at home plate for strike one. Marauders with a 2-0 advantage. At the time, yes, 2011, they were the affiliate of the Mariners. The 0-1, Swinging a blooper, shallow center field, dropping fast, and it gets past the diving Owusu Asiadu. Valdez scores, Polanco another run. It's 4-0 Marauders in the first. And the Marauders, they scored two in the first inning yesterday, and they've doubled that tally here on this Sunday finale with four runs home. So runner at first base. Still just one out, four runs home on three hits. First pitch to lefty Solomon McGuire is a fastball at the knees for a called strike. It's been two walks, three hits that have produced these four runs. The run scoring the last two hits, though. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball. In the air, shallow left, Shaver running in, but the shortstop Miller goes out, makes the catch. On the outfield grass to retire McGuire, two gone. So at two outs, four runs home in the first inning. Brings up Javier Rivas, the third baseman. Right-handed batter against the righty, Brandon Beckel, first pitch. And a fastball low for ball one as the righty is already warming in the bullpen for Clearwater. As Beckel's starting to run up towards that 35-pitch inning. He just threw pitch number 31. The 1-0. And fastball low for ball two. Rivas, another player having a really nice week so far. He's 7-for-12 with a double, a triple, and a home run. Two ball pitch is a fastball outside. With Wesley Zapata waiting on deck, the ninth man he would be to bat in this inning. They have sent eight up to the plate so far and have cashed in for four runs. Deep breath for Beckel, 3-0. And a fastball Rivas drills in the air to deep center field. Avery Owusu Asiuda going back. This one's out of here, a home run. Into the Kona bar, and Javier Rivas has his second home run this week. It's a six-run first inning. Boy, the Marauders' bats have exploded in this first inning. Now they send their ninth man to the plate in Wesley Zapata. And first pitch to lefty is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Now Rivas now. Boy, he's got three home runs in the last 8 days. The 0-1. And that's a number foul, third base side 0-2. He homered in game one of a doubleheader last Saturday against Fort Myers. He had one earlier this week and now one today. I believe that was Thursday he had homered. It was. And now a time call. With a couple of pitch clock violation there on Beckel. Stepped off the rubber with nobody on base. A 1-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air to right field. Katowski backs up to his right, has it sized up and puts it away to end the inning. But nine men come up to the plate. Marauders get six runs on four hits in the inning. Lead 6-0 after one here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lee Compark.
Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Well, big bomb in the first sitting for Bradenton. They lead 6-0 over the Clearwater Threshers. A couple extra base hits, driving in runs and bunches for Connor Oliver, who throws the first pitch fastball, letter high to Dakota Kotowski, going up this top of the second inning. I think that would be the largest inning this year, as the 0-1 swings, misses at it, 0-2. And the 0-2, swinging a fly ball, hit well the deep left. McGuire back towards the track. Now he cuts in front of it, makes the catch in deep left field. One gone in the inning. So here's Pierce Bennett with one out, base empty, against Connor Oliver, who in his last start, last appearance, should say, in Fort Myers last week was out of the bullpen. He followed Scott Randall, who we saw yesterday. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. 6-0 Marauders with one out, base empty, top two. End up going three scoreless. Two hits, three walks, four Ks, 42 pitches. And fastball high and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Numbers on the season, 0-2 with a 5.26 ERA. His 10th appearance, second start. The 1-1. Check swing, and it's in there for a called strike. Two starts for Oliver came in Tampa on May the 19th and at home against Dunedin the following Sunday. The 1-2. Breaking ball, line foul, first base side. Oliver started the year as a pitcher out of the bullpen and now has worked his way on the rotation. Carlos Jimenez was the other starter. Has ended up in the bullpen now, may probably see him today. 1-2, swinging a line drive deep down the right field line, slicing away from Valdez towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Couldn't get there. So 1-2 on Bennett. Well, the two starts for Oliver as well. He has yet to receive any run support, so now he's got 6 runs play with here. The 1-2 pitch. That's up and away with a fastball. It's 2-2. Oliver was a draft pick by the Royals last year in the 17th round. He was dealt to the Pirates on April the 7th of this year. 2-2. Check swing on a changeup, and they peel the first. He didn't go around. Finished his college career at Miami of Ohio. Was second team All-Mac honoree. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, struck well to right. Valdez at the edge of the track. Now he backs up onto it and slams the fence gently as he makes the catch. Two flyouts in the inning. Two gone for Jared Thomas. Well, Thresher is behind early. The two outs, base is empty. Still a long way to go, though, as the lefty Jared Thomas takes downstairs on a curveball for ball one. Just a short sample size this year against Oliver. 29 plate appearance compared to 83 when he's faced righty batters, but lefty's hitting 375 this year against him. 1-0 is a fastball on the outside corner, called strike at 91. And the 1-1. Fastball on the outside black, called strike. And it's two strikes on Jared Thomas. Making his third appearance this week, third start. Here in the second inning, 1-2. And that's just outside for a ball. Oliver searching for his third strikeout. The pitch, swing to ground ball just past him. And behind the second base back, Delgado positioned perfectly, fields and throws. A 1-2-3 second inning for Connor Oliver. 1.5 gone, 6-0 Marauders. Here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team. Located in the fan plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Center field, dropping fast,
if you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back at Lecon Park for the bottom of the second inning as Marauders put up a sixth spot against Brandon Beckel and the Threshers. And so they sent nine men to the plate. So it is top of the order coming up here against Beckel for trip number two. Let's see how Marauders will adjust. Got six runs on four hits in that opening inning. Emmanuel Torreira, lefty, steps in, first pitch. He swings, misses, out a changeup in the dirt for strike one. It was a two RBI double from Shalene Polanco, two RBI single for Axel Paz, and a two-run home run for Javier Rivas. The 0-1, wave and a miss on an off-speed again. It's 0-2. Torreira struck out swinging in the first, and then two flyouts for the other two putouts. 0-2 home. That's outside with another change. Terrell making his third appearance with the Marauders since coming off the 60-day IL. He's 1-for-8 with a double this week. And the 1-2 pitch. And that's taken low down and in for ball two. Beckel nearly ran out of pitches there in the first inning. He's up to 41 so far. I need to meet some innings so here today. 2-2, and a breaking ball rolled foul first base side off the sidewall. Looks like it'll be a bullpen day with their hoping Beckel can kind of get him at least two, maybe three innings today. 2-2, Swing and a foul back behind Tome. Connor Longford on the other side, 30 pitches through his first two. Due to Terrero, and he watches a fastball called third strike. Uses a challenge here. And it's a ball. So the Marauders, a successful challenge here because at this time yesterday, 10 batters in, they had spent all three challenges at the plate. Beckel winds home, 3-2. Swing and a pop foul off the left side. There's been so many deep at-bats today by the Marauders hitters. Have to make Scott Siebel happy and proud, hitting coach for Bradenton. Payoff once again. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good breaking ball there from Beckel. Scott Terrero twice so far, and a one out in the second inning for Connor Delgado. So one out, base is empty, 6-0 Marauders in the second. And switching Delgado, swings and misses at a changeup for strike one. Seen a lot more of those second time through the order. Make one of the adjustments that he's made in his second, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball right side. Saltabon at his right. Bobbles it at his feet. Can't recover. And so Delgado reaches on an E4. Connor on base here. On a bouncing ball on the right side. Runner at first base. One out. In the bottom of the second inning, lefty Omar Alfonso steps in for his pitch. And Omar checks the swing. He offers at him for strike one. A six-run first inning by Bradenton has him in front here. The 0-1. And a curveball to Dirk. Good block from Thomas. It's 1-1. Omar this week, 2-for-15 with a pair of doubles, had an RBI double yesterday in the first inning to dead center. Hit off the bottom of the wall. Rodgers scored two runs in the first inning yesterday, 1-2-1. The 1-1, Delgado in motion. Pinches a grounder back up the middle and threw it to right center. Delgado keeps running on the third base and he'll hold on there as the throw comes back in. Throw to third and Delgado sneaks in. But Omar Alfonso, a 2-for-2 Sunday. Runners at first and third with one out in the second. 6-0 Marauders brings up Esberlin Valdez. Valdez walked and scored his first time up. Marauders looking to tack on a few more. Righty Valdez, first pitch he waits, lines it into left field for a base knock. Delgado jogs home from third. It's 7-0 in the second as Valdez continues to stay hot. You know, again, said it before, but Valdez really, my opinion, will probably win FSL Player of the Week. Alfonso advances second, so it'll be two on and one out. Pitching change underway. 7-0 Marauders here in the second inning on this series finale. Come back here on the Marauders Podcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bob in the second inning, still here with one out, first and second, or another run in at 7-0 Marauders as righty Jaden Estanista. First pitch of Shalene Polanco is popped foul behind him for strike one. So Estanista in after Brandon Beckel gives up seven runs in six hits, two walks, two Ks, an inning and a third. Polanco, two RBI double his first time up, the 0-1 on the lefty. He swings and tips it into the mid of Thomas for strike two. Estanista on the season, 22-year-old from Williamstown, Curacao. 14th appearance, no wins, no losses, a 3.91 ERA. And the 0-2, swinging a line drive off the edge of the bat, though, to center field. Abusu Asidio drifts in, makes the catch, two gone. That last run allowed will be unearned if Estanista can get applause here. Delgado scored, reached on an E4, which would have ended the inning. So I guess it will be unearned now. So applause coming up. A 2 RBI bloop single to center, his first time up. Otto scored 6 in the first inning. First pitch to the ready. His fastball popped in the air, first base shot out of play for strike one. Estanista, no wins, no losses, a 3.91 ERA. 35 strikeouts, 18 walks in 23 innings this season. Opponents need a .159 off of him. He's ready, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, nasty off-speed there, it's 0-2. At this point, just looking to give the Threshers some length in this ball game. It's a bullpen game. The 0-2, check swing and a foul ball right at home plate. Boy, that nearly ended up on home plate, which would have been a fair ball then. And that's why Thomas pounced on it so quickly. We're still at first and second. It's Alfonso at second, Valdez at first. Look that way to second, the 0-2. Swing and a foul back. Marauders with that 6-run first inning. It is the most runs that they have scored in an inning this year. The only other ones, they've done it 4 times. They've scored 5, most recently on May 18th in Tampa. The 0-2, swing and a roller foul. We'll do it again. 13 runs is the most they scored in a game, the most recently in their homestand again against St. Lucie. That big week that Omar Alfonso had, they scored 13 on May the 12th. 0-2, swing and a foul back again. As that pinball's back. It's like target practice up here today. So there's a netting that runs right in front of the press box area. Before the netting was there, there would be baseballs everywhere coming up to the press box in the high home camera area. 0-2, swinging a fly ball. Hit well to deep left. Shaver jogging back. This one's up into the bleachers. A home run. 18-year-old Axiel Plaz. It's his fourth home run in 17 games in single A. It's 10-0. Marauders in the second. Boy, the Marauders, they come in this year, this game today, leading the league in home runs in the month of June. They've homered now in four straight games. Here's Solomon McGuire, the lefty. He takes a fastball high from Encinitas for ball one. Well, unfortunately, it's a lot of inherited runners who just scored. A 1-0. Check swing, it's in there. Belt high for a called strike. McGuire, this would be a type of game for him to just break out of the slump. He's 0 for his last 21. Has reached base, though. Couple walks in the series, the 1-1. And check swing, it's outside for ball two. And they can get him going. He is a real threat. He's got some power, can run. And we've seen it this year when he's been hot. 2-1, and he swings and misses. It's 2-2. Base is empty here, two outs, a four-run second. It's 10-0 already. 2-2, so they're going to foul back. Starting to look like a PCL score, AAA, that had an interesting box score yesterday. 2-2, and a fastball sails high. I think it was a 15-run comeback it was yesterday. It was Las Vegas. 15-1 after 3.5 innings. El Paso end up coming back against Las Vegas. 3-2 into the air to left field. Right at Schaefer, though, as he angles it now. A few steps and puts it away to end the inning. But Marauders score 4. The lead 10-0 after 2 here in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch your local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Yeah, nothing Marauders as we enter the third inning for Connor Oliver, who's been helped with some big run support today. Bases 8-9-1, allowed a double in the first inning. That's it. He was retired the last five. Here's the ready Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who takes down it in for ball one. A.J. Shaver, Bryson Ware to follow. Axio Plaza hitting a three-run home run to get to double figures. The 1-0, and a fastball to knees called strike. It's 1-1. Thomas and Zarella, rest of our entire crew here in this hot one at Leacom Park. 1-1, and a fastball up and in for ball two. Close the line on Brandon Beckel as well. 2-1, way up and a miss on an elevated fastball, even the count. Gives up 9 runs, 6 of them earned in inning a third, so a couple of unearned runs there. And coming after the Plaza home run. That ball's in the dirt. Right now, Axio Plaza is the man. The big score, line score right now. 5 RBIs driven in. Which is also a season high for a Marauder hitter. 3-2, high and in for ball four. And so Oliver walks his first man and Avery Owusu-Asiedu. He kicks off here in the third inning. 10-0 Marauders. They got a touchdown and a field goal in the first two innings. Here's A.J. Shaver, righty batter. Inning 9th today in the lineup for Clearwater. First pitch. And he swings and misses at a fastball down low for ball one. Oliver comes set for the belt, looks to first, and the 0-1. Swing and foul back behind Tom, it's 0-2. I was talking at the end of the last half inning. El Paso, they came back for a 14-run comeback after they erased a 15-1 deficit. That was also a regulation 9-inning ballgame, too. I don't know if we're on for that today. The 0-2, and that's a changeup in the dirt. Good block from Plaz, it's 1-2. The Pacific Coast League, the PCL, where Jim Horner used to play in when he was a member of the Mariners minor league. He used to travel out there. It's goes all over the West Coast. 1-2, swing and a foul back. Scroll ended up again 17-16. The game took 3 hours and 37 minutes. There were multiple ejections, too. And that's a called third strike on the inside corner as Oliver picks up his third strikeout. First time through the order with one out, man on. 10-0 Marauders in the third. Here's Bryson Ware. There was both catchers were ejected by the home plate umpire in the eighth inning. Don't know what happened there, but a massive comeback regardless. Here's the righty Bryson Ware for his pitch. It's down to the dirt for ball one. Now there was a couple players with 5 RBIs. Tyler Nevin, I think that is, for Las Vegas. Yeah, Tyler Nevin, big leaguer in AAA. 1-0. That's taken down low. 2-0. Also, former Pirate Hoy Park ended up having 5 RBIs yesterday. Played for the Buccos back in 21 and 22. 2-0. And that's in there for a called strike. That was for Las Vegas yesterday in their 17-16 loss against El Paso. They scored 10 runs in the fourth inning to go up 15-1, and then it was a 9-run seventh for El Paso. 2-1. That's a breaking ball at the knees called strike to even the count. That league's always an offensive-friendly league because of the elevation of so many of those, you know, cities where they're in, Albuquerque, El Paso, Las Vegas, Salt Lake. The 2-2. Wave and a miss for strike three, and four punch outs now for Connor Oliver. Second time he's gone aware. And with two outs, a man on, here is Hayden Miller. Roy Park was traded from the Pirates. He was acquired from the Yankees, in which the Pirates traded Clay Holmes in that deal. And first pitch, the righty Miller is breaking ball down and away. Park had only one at-bat in the big leagues before he was traded to the Pirates. 1-0, and that's on the inside corner for a called strike. Pirates then, when they acquired him back in 2021, end up calling him up along with optioning Jared Oliva to AAA Indianapolis. I only bring Oliva's name up here because there was a feat that was hit yesterday, as that's popped in the air foul off the first base side for strike two. Braylon Bishop hit a leadoff home run yesterday. That was the first leadoff home run by a Marauder this year. A 2-1 victory. They had two last year, but the franchise leader in leadoff home runs is Oliva. He's got four of them back in 2018 for High A Bradenton at the time. The 1-2. And that's a called third strike. Miller uses a challenge. So we'll see if this ends the inning or not. If not, it'll be three straight strikeouts, and it's a ball. Current Texas Ranger Robbie Grossman hit three for Bradenton way back in the day in 2011. This is a minor league team that goes back to 2010. As Oliver readies with two outs, a man on, the 2-2. And that's low and in. So the home run yesterday by Braylon Bishop was a 25th leadoff home run in franchise history for those counting at home. 3-2, and a breaking ball fouled off at home plate. Only bring up to Hoy Park. We're talking about his big night last night and that AAA Wild game that was a 15-1 comeback, and obviously a big score already, 10-0. 3-2, and that's high and away for ball four. Two walks in the inning with two strikeouts, puts two on. But Hoy Park, with so many Bradenton connections as well, because Diego Castillo was also sent in the Hoy Park deal to the Pirates for reliever Clay Holmes. Obviously, Holmes one of the, I believe he's the closer now for the Yankees. And has been a staple of the bullpen for a few years now. Castillo was then dealt from the Pirates to the Diamondbacks in 2022 for yesterday's starter in Scott Randall. First pitch of the righty, Devin Saltabon's down and in. Boy, it's really just a big spider net webbing here of Pirate connections and Bradenton connections that you'll see. And that's really baseball for you. One, two on, two outs, 10-0 Bradenton. And the 1-0 is off the plate outside for ball two. And Axel Plaz drives out to have a word along with Omar Alfonso, acting as translator here. Now, for those just joining us, you missed a lot. A six-run first inning and then a four-run second that was highlighted by an Axel Plaza home run. Could turn into a very long Sunday afternoon. Two on and two outs. The 2-0. And a fastball on the inside edge, called strike. Four strikeouts so far for Connor Oliver. 2-1. Swing on a sharp ground ball right to the third baseman, Rivas. Went down on a knee, now pops up and throws across the diamond. That ends the inning. Two walks, but nobody scores. 2.5 gone, 10-0. Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Javi Rivas leads off the bottom of the third inning. 10-0 Marauders score on this Sunday series finale. 8-9-1 due up. As Jaden Estanista, first pitch is fouled off at home plate for strike one by Rivas. Marauders scored 6 in the first, then 4 in the second, highlighted by a 3-run home run from Axel Plotz. The 0-1, and a breaking ball is fouled back to the screen for strike two. Marauders with 2 home runs today. Rivas had the first one. It was a home run out towards the Kona bar in right center. Defense taking it in right now. 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, so Estanista starts off his inning well. With a punch out. One out, base is empty. Here's Wesley Zapata. Pitch to Zapata batting left as he fans on a fastball at 93 for strike one. Pitch is fouled back. It's 0-2 on Zapata with one out, bases empty. Two from Estanista is outside for a ball. We're talking about the massive come from behind win yesterday for El Paso, coming from a 14-run deficit. It's 10 runs here, still early in the third. 1-2, and Zapata fouls it off at home plate. The Major League record for the largest deficit overcome in a regular season game is 12. It's been on three occasions. 2001, the most recent. Then Cleveland Indians as a 1-2 is fouled back. I believe this would be the Philadelphia A's back in 1925 and the Detroit Tigers in 1911. You know, minor leagues you see more often, the old Clinton Lumber Kings and the old Midwest League are no longer a minor league affiliate, but were for a long time. And 1-2 is a number just past the mound, hits off the backside of it. Fielded by Miller in front of the bag at second. Sidearm flings to first. Gets Zapata by half a step. Two outs, base empty in the third, 10-0. Marauders on top. Here is Emmanuel Torero. The Lumber Kings turn in a 17-1 deficit into a 20-17 win. I don't even know how that happens. Got a chip away. First pitch to lefty Terrero is outside for a ball. And 1-0 is popped behind zone. Foul out of play for a strike. It's 1-1. This was back in 2014. And the 1-1's popped in the air right behind home. Thomas lost it and can't get there in time as it ends up hitting the grass just in front of the track. It was named the MILB Game of the Year back in 2014. I mean, why is it so? You don't see a 16-run deficit and you come back and win it. And you never. 1-2 is high and away. I don't even find the box score of this thing anymore. Reading part of the game recap right now in 2014 as 2-2's down and in, counts full. You're on Terrero with Delgado on deck. Payoff pitch, and that's outside for ball four. In 2014, I mean, still in middle school at the time. Emilio Pagan pitched in the ball game. Oh boy. Now 33 years old. He's been a few years in the big leagues. Runner on first base here. 2 outs, 10-0 in the third as Connor Delgado takes up and in. Ball one, switcher to batting left. He's 0 for 1 today. 2 runs scored, a walk and an error in the first 2 innings. Already third time through here in the third. Righty sets and lifts 1-0. And fastball on the knee is called strike. It's 1-1. One, and Delgado swings and misses at a fastball for strike two. As Jaden Estenicia is trying to end this third inning with their first scoreless inning today. A 6-run first, 4-run second. One, two. And that's taken down as Thomas wants a challenge here. They've lost one today. It's ruled a ball. They've lost their second. Two balls, two strikes with Alfonso on deck. The pitch, Bastinista. And that smacked foul on the ground, first base side. Clinton Lumber Kings. They finished before they lost affiliation in 2020. They weren't the Marlins. They're now a summer collegiate team. As a 2-2 is popped in the air, off the left side, out of play. Which in 2011, so they were with the Mariners up until 18. And swinging a roller foul, then there were 2 years, their last 2 years with the Marlins, so. Looks like Kyle Seager played in that ball game too. Couple big league names. The 2-2, and that's high for ball three. Got Emilio Pagan pitched in the game. He's currently with the Reds right now. Runner in motion, 3-2, and that's poked back. They'll do it again. Any Florida residents remember Pagan back in 2019 for the Rays. He's pitched all over. Alfonso on deck here. Runner in motion, 3-2, and now it's foul tip into the mitt of Thomas for strike three. We get through three, 10-0, Marauders still here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
The top of the fourth inning in Bradenton. 10-0 Marauders. As Connor Oliver faces Keaton Anthony, Dakota Katowski, and Pierce Bennett. Lefty Oliver deals home first pitch. And the righty, it's fastball up and away for ball one. Bradenton scored 6 runs in the first, 4 in the second. Lineup, he deals home 1-0. And that's letter high called strike. Evens a count of 1-1. Anthony grounded out to third his first time up. A pair of walks, last inning reach, but we're both stranded on the base paths. A 1-1. Wave and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-2. Here in the series finale, Marauders looking to take their first series against Clearwater this season. They dropped 2-3 here to start the year. The 1-2s looped into shallow center field. Base hit for Anthony. Continues his strong week at the plate. He's got the second hit for the Threshers. Leadoff man's on for Dakota Katowski. So runner on for Katowski. 10-0 Marauders in the fourth inning. Lefty Oliver delivers home. Check swing. And he stayed off for ball one. Threshers came into today tied for first with the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the FSL West Division with 10 games to go, this being the 10th game. And the 1-0 is high for ball two. We 9 after today. Lakeland right now is tied at 1 in the top of the 6th inning with Jupiter. Hammerhead's also fighting for first half crown, 2-0. And that's taken on the other half for a called strike. They're just a game behind Palm Beach, who's lost the last few nights to the Dunedin Blue Jays. And right now, Blue Jays on top 3-1 in the 6th inning. Runner on first base, a 2-1, and that's high. Oh, it's in there for a called strike. Evens a count of 2-2. Fort Myers in Tampa, it's your MILB.TV game of the day. Tarpons winning 5-1 in the top of the fifth inning. 2-2. Breaking ball tipped into the mitt of Plaz for strike three. And Oliver has his fifth strikeout. Runner on at first base, Pierce Bennett coming to the plate. And now mound visit here between Plaz and Alfonso. It's already warming the bullpen, so this could be a bit of time. A 10-0 ball game as Oliver. Pitch count currently right now for him is 66 pitches, 44 strikes, and then long third inning. Looking to get through maybe four today. Runner at first base, one out. Bennett at the plate in a 10-0 ball game in favor of the Marauders. First pitch is a fastball just above the belt for a called strike. Bennett flat out to right his first time up. The 0-1. And fastball right there at the knees, called strike. Really good location there from Oliver. Again, went 3-plus innings in his last appearance out of the bullpen last Sunday. After Randall started the game, the 0-2. Swinging a ball struck well in the air to left center field. Polanco chasing back on it. Can't make the catch. Rolls up against the fence. Runners still taking a turn around third. Throw to third base is wide of the bag. And so it's a triple for Pierce Bennett. That gets Threshers on the board. It's 10-1. So Anthony flies all the way around from first base to score. And here comes Jim Horner, points to the bullpen, and that'll do it. So, new pitcher coming in. 10-1, our score in the fourth inning with one out and a runner on third base. We'll come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Inning, a run home on the triple from Pierce Bennett, his first three-bagger of the season. Righty Tyler Kennedy enters in for Connor Oliver, faces a lefty Jerry Thomas. With one gone, a 10-1 contest. First pitch, Thomas smacks on the ground, right side through the hole in the right field. That scores Bennett, and the Threshers have scored two here in the fourth inning to get on the board. So two runs in, here's Avery Owusu-Asiedu. pitch. The righty batter is a fastball high and in for ball one. He walked his first time up against Oliver. As Kennedy comes set from the letters 1-0. And fastball's in there for a called strike. Kennedy this season, it's his 17th appearance, 0-2 with a 7.53 ERA. 14 in the third innings, 22 walks and 24 strikeouts. The 1-1. Fastball check swing, he lays off. On the peel, and go around, it's 2-1. Kennedy was selected in the 19th round out of Florida Southwestern State College. Two one, and that plunks him on the backside. So that puts two on with one out for A.J. Shaver. And now it's a pair of former college teammates going up against each other. And Shaver and Kennedy. Well, Kennedy has technically recorded five straight scoreless outings. There were a couple of inherited runners that scored in his last appearance. First pitch to Shaver is a fastball inside for ball one. Here at 95 miles an hour. Kennedy, a much improved month of May as well, a 3.86 ERA. After nearly north of 12 and 7 appearances in April, the 1-0. And slotted down and out of the zone. It's 2-0 on Shaver. Struck out looking his first time up. Had a couple of really good outings in May. Two innings scoreless in Fort Myers. A pair of inning outings in Fort Myers and against Dunedin. And a fastball called strike on the outer half. It's 2-1. Second appearance this week against Fort Myers. He walked three in a third of an inning. 2-1. Swing on a grounder foul, third base side. That was back on Wednesday. Marauders fell 7-2. Look to second to 2-2. And fastball low for ball three. That's one of the great things about really pro ball. In college, you see it a lot where guys go against each other that were summer teammates, whether Northwoods League, Alaskan League, Cape League. 3-2. Swing again, fouled off at the plate by Shaver. You get to the pro ball ranks, so you see guys you saw in college like. We've seen matchups today and this week where whether SEC guys who face each other or ACC or guys that face just a non-conference play and maybe the NCAA tournament. 3-2, swing and a miss, and Kennedy puts him away. First strikeout for him as he gets his first down with two on and two outs. Top of the fourth inning, two runs home. It's 10-2. You know, one guy's an example of that is Bryson Ware is coming up to the plate right now for Clearwater. Over 2-9 for him so far. First pitch, and that's grounded foul, third base side. Played his college ball at Auburn University after he started his career down in the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, at Pearl River Community College. A really good JUCO program down there. But had the Auburn single-season home run record. CO1, scrounded, foul in the right-hander's batter's box for strike two. Last year, after he had 24 home runs. Well, the 24th home run came against current Marauder, former Marauder now, that was just called up to High A Greensboro yesterday, and Garrett McMillan in the ICC tournament. McMillan had great numbers this year, and a well-earned promotion for him. The 0-2, check swing. It's high, tight for a ball. Kennedy set. Look to second, 1-2. And a breaking ball up and in for ball two. Thomas at second base. And the RBI single. Lobusu Asiadu is at first. The 2-2. Up and in again as Wirst doubles out. It's full with Aiden Miller on deck. Three, two, runners in motion. Swing and a miss for a strike three. And Ware punched out for the third time today as Kennedy fans two in the fourth inning. Two runs home, though. It's 10-2 Marauders after 3.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Marauders 10, Threshers 2. As Jaden Aston is down for another inning of work. So far from being in two-thirds, has allowed just an unearned run. That's been in and struck out two. Faces 3-4 and 5, Omar Alfonso, Esmalin Valdez, and Shalene Polanco in this fourth inning. So here's the lefty Alfonso, 2-for-2 today, pair of singles and a pair of runs scored. Bradenton has played it 6 in the first inning as Omar takes a called strike on the inside corner. And then scored 4 in the second before the Thrashers put up 2 on the board in the top half of the fourth inning. Marauders 10 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. 0-1, that's low this time for a ball. Pretty much same spot on the inside corner. Thrashers 2 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. The 1-1. And Alfonso out in front of a breaking ball for strike 2. A 1-2 home. Fastball pop foul behind, so I'm out of play. Might be on pace here for the longest game the Marauders have played it in 2024. As Alfonso strikes out, swinging here to end the inning. Third strikeout for Asnes, so one gone with base empty for Esmerlin Valdez. Right batter, 1-for-1 today, 2 runs scored. Run scoring single back in the second. First pitch to the righty. It's a called strike, letter high. The longest 9 in the game was against Clearwater here. The 0-1, breaking ball up and in for ball at 21. That was a 2-hour and 55-minute contest on the second game of the season. The longest extra in the game, which 1-1. Fastball check, swing, and it's outside. Was in Tampa, it was a Saturday night game. They played 3 hours and 42 minutes that night. The game that felt like it just may never end. Marauders overcame, I think it was a 5-run, 8th-inning deficit. That was the last time they scored 5 runs. Yeah, 2-1. Fastball down and away, 3-1. Tampa had the game in the control, and then they had a pair of 8th-inning errors that Brendan Scott led to 5 runs. 3-1's foul back. Runs the count to full. Full count between Estadista and Valdez. The pitch. Fastball pop foul behind zone. Two again. And Valdez crushes this one in the air to deep left center field. Owusu-Asiedu going back on the run. Makes the catch. Incredible. That thing was tailor-made for extra base hits, and Owusu-Asiedu covers a lot of ground and ends up making the catch. So a loud second out here in the 4th inning. Brings up Shalene Polanco, who's 1-for-2 with a 2 RBI double down the right field line in the first. First pitch, and Polanco pops it up behind Tom. Thomas with the sunglasses on, takes the mask off, and he lost it. Bright sun. Strike one on Polanco. The sun sets right on the third base side, so it's situated just above home plate right now. See some of the shadows reflecting out at right center. A cloud just passing by. The 0-1. And a wave and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-2. Two outs, base empty, 0-2. And Polanco strikes out, swinging to end the inning. Through four, 10-2, Marauders on top. At Leacon Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leacom. As the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
back at Lincoln Park as Toronto's in control early, 10-2. Just under the halfway mark of this one right now. On this Sunday series finale at Lincoln Park, Thomas and Zarella, the rest of our entire crew. New hour of the ball game as Carlos Jimenez is in. Replaces Tyler Kennedy, struck out 2 2/3 of an inning. And so, see Jimenez probably go the next few innings or so. Faces Aiden Miller, 2-3-4, two up in the lineup card. Kennedy allowed a hit in 2/3 of a scoreless inning. A pair of runs going against Oliver's Ledger now. As first pitch is a fastball low for ball one. Just make it six straight outings for scoreless innings for Tyler Kennedy. The 1-0, and a fastball whistled back to the screen for strike one. Jimenez, who was a starter for quite some time, is now working out of the bullpen, kind of in that multi-inning role that Oliver had earlier this season. Jimenez used to be the Tuesday night starter. 1-1, and Miller flies it in the air to left center. McGuire backs up, throws up his hands as he relocates it and finds it into the track, has it for the first down. Well, it's a tough day to track baseballs out there. So with one out, base empty, top of the fifth inning. Randy Devin Saltabon, first pitch. And that's letter high for called strike. 10-2 is our score. Bradenton in front. Scored six runs in the first against Brendan Beckel. He's in line for the loss right now. The 0-1. And Saltabon pops in the air, twisting away out of play, though. For strike two. Saltabon 0-2. Thrashers got both runs last inning on a Thomas RBI single. That scored a one. And a Bennett triple. They're calling Coronado strikeout there. So two outs. Here's Keaton Anthony. Numbers for Jimenez this year. Comes in with a 5.40 ERA across 10 outings now. And a fastball at the knees, called strike to the righty Anthony. Jimenez a 1-2 win loss record, 27 walks, 31 Ks, and 20 innings. Righty comes set from the letters, the 0-1. And a fastball fouled off the mask of Plaz. Gives him a thumbs up, he's good. Count nothing and two on Anthony as Jimenez looking for a 1-2-3, top of the fifth. Pitch and fastball called, third strike. Anthony wants a challenge. This should be their last if they lose it. And it's a ball. So calls overturned. As Anthony gets another life here. Two outs, base is empty. Top five, 10-2, Bradenton. 1-2. Fastball flared into shallow center. Just past the diving Wesley Zapata. And so that's a two-out single by Keaton Anthony. Anthony 2-for-3 today and having a really superb series this week. Anthony now 9-for-19. In this series. Runner on first, two outs. And Dakota Kotowski takes outside for a ball. A Camarados with a win today would take the series from Clearwater, winning 4 out of the 6 games. Bradenton won last night 2-1, the 1-0. And fastball downstairs for ball 2. A bit more offense today. For the Marauders. And a toss over to first. And then with a headlong dive back in. Right now, Lakeland now trailing Jupiter 4-1. They're in the seventh inning stretch. 2-0. Fastball. Pushed foul down the right field line out of play for strike one. Helts around the FSL. Daytona's all over St. Lucie today, 8-2. They had a 7-run second inning. So a couple of big innings tonight. Fort Myers had a big inning last night as well. And their 8-5 win against Tampa. As a 2-1, sip into the mitt, applause for strike two. And they had a 7-run seventh. Jimenez looking for his second strikeout in this scoreless fifth inning. With two outs, a runner on the 2-2. And spoil the fastball at 98 down and away. Boy, that's a bit above where Jimenez throws it. He sits around, you know, mid-90s, 95. Israel will sit. That might be the hardest fastball he's thrown this year. Runner will be in motion, 3-2. And a fastball line into left field. Base knock. Rolls down towards the corner. McGuire cuts it off. Throw it to second base. And so it'll hold up Katowski with a long single. As Anthony to third. Runners at first and third with two outs for Pierce Bennett. This has been a two-out attack here in the fifth. Bennett an RBI triple last inning and then scored. First pitch to the righty. Here's a fastball up and away for ball one. Now for Carlos Jimenez, his last outing. 8 days ago now. Two innings, two earned runs on 3 hits, 4 walks, 2 Ks. And that's foul back to the screen for a strike. It's 1-1. Made a start in Clearwater. He only went 2 innings because he walked 5 in those 2 innings, gave up 2 runs. It's his second appearance against the Threshers this season. The 1-1. And fastball to knees called strike. So 1-2 between Carlos Jimenez and Pierce Bennett. A 10-2 ball game in favor of Bradenton. 2 on. 2 outs in the fifth. The 1-2. Jack swing and it's outside. Right to the left side of the infield, start to move back towards the first base dugout. We'll have to wait another pitch here. Two-two. Check swing, and they're backed out of the way. And it's 3-2. So the runner at first base will be in motion on the pitch. 1-2 outs of the fifth. Full count offering. Swing and a pop foul off the first base side. We'll do it again. It's been back-to-back 2-out singles from Anthony and Katowski. As Bennett with another full count here, the way Katowski did, just fought off a couple of tough pitches. 3-2. Swing and a poke foul, first base side. Coming an expensive at bat here. Once more, 3-2. And a breaking ball is high for ball four. So that loads the bases for Jared Thomas. Good plate appearance there by Bennett. Here comes Matt for the pitching coach. Have a word. Well, the Threshers, their parent club, the Philadelphia Phillies, were in London today. Played yesterday as well, but they played a 10 a.m. special game. It's because of the time difference, so that's why. But it was a really good game over there today. The Mets ended up beating the Phillies 6-5. It just wrapped up. Mets scored three in the top of the ninth inning on Pete Alonso's go-ahead hit by a pitch. Reed Garrett picked up the win as Alvarado picked up a loss for the Phillies. It's always one of the cool things, though. Obviously, the NFL does it. Well, they'll play in Mexico City and Germany and London. But baseball's starting to expand its reach, too. Obviously, it's a World Baseball Classic, which they just announced for the 2025, the locations of it a couple weeks ago, as Thomas fouls off the first pitch at home for strike one. 10-2 Marauders in the top of the fifth inning. Scored six runs in the first inning. The base is full, two outs here. Thomas, an RBI single his last time up. The 0-1. So we got a foul at home plate again. Two strikes on him. The London series has been going on for a few years now. I know the run scoring environment's down than what it used to. I don't know what it was the last couple of years, but I forget what it was. But remember when the Yankees thing played over there? I mean, they were just fly balls were heading out for home runs. Kind of like a spring training environment you get here sometimes at LeagueCom. 0-2, swing and a miss for a strike three. So that ends the inning as the Thrashers load him up. Can't get anybody across, though, in the fifth inning. We're halfway home, 10-2 Marauders on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom five at LeagueCom Park, 10-2 Bradenton over the Clearwater Threshers. In this Sunday series finale, new pitcher of the ballgame is John Enriquez, who enters in for Jaden Estadista. Went 2 2/3, gave up an unearned run on a hit, one walk, four strikeouts, in which he threw 57 pitches, 42 strikes. First pitch, Axel Plaz shoots the opposite way in a right field base hit. And Plaz having a really good day now, 3-for-3 with 5 RBIs. So with the runner on, here is Solomon McGuire, the lefty, and a 10-2 Bradenton advantage. As Enriquez, the righty, for his pitch, McGuire shows bunt, pulls it back. It's in there for a called strike. Enriquez on rehab from high A Jersey Shore, the 0-1. And that's chopped foul, first base side. One of the bag down the right field line for strike two. Well, the Thrasher's making his third appearance. He's 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA. He's got up two runs, one run earned in four innings. Two walks, two Ks. Second time seeing Bradenton this week. Pitched back on Tuesday, gave up. They had one run on two hits and two innings. 0-2, and swinging a foul at home plate. Blas takes the lead at first base. And the 0-2, swinging the tip, into the mid of Thomas for strike three. So Enriquez strikes him out for the first down of the fifth inning. He brings up Javier Rivas. Enriquez has yet to pitch a game for Jersey Shore this year. First pitch to the righty is a breaking ball low for ball one. Pitched three games to the FCL Phillies on rehab. Well, last year pitched in five games at the end of the year for Jersey Shore. A 1-0, Rivas grounds it back up the middle. Sotoban stumbles, steps in the bag, no throw to first, and double play turn. And the ending of 4-3 double play. That's the fifth of the sixth we go. 10-2 Marauders. Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning after an inning-ending double play induced by John Enriquez. 8-9-1, two up in this half inning. Marauders all over the Thrashers today so far, 10-2. Although, Clearwater with a couple of scoreless innings here. And so Avery Owusu Asiadu leads things off on the right side. First pitch to the righty, Jimenez is a fastball in tight for ball one. Menes came in last inning. Scoreless fifth inning after loading up the bases. 1-0, chopper right side. Zapata to his left, fields and throws from shallow right. And puts away to lead off man, one gone in the sixth inning. Here's A.J. Shaver. I was talking about the London series before with the Phillies and obviously their parent club. For the Threshers overseas, be something cool if, like, a minor league team did it. Obviously, it wouldn't work with the travel schedule. As A.J. Schaefer fans on a breaking ball for strike one. Well, the one really cool thing that we've seen, though, in the minor leagues that they played in a big league caliber ballpark in these special events is obviously out in Iowa. And the 0-1, that's low for a ball, 1-1. The Field of Dreams. What they'll do is, you know, I think it was the Yankees, White Sox that last played in it. So they had two of the Midwest team, the high affiliate teams in that league play the night before. It's the 1-1 fastball for a called strike. I know it was Cedar Rapids and the Colonels, which are the Twins high affiliate, and there was someone else, whoever they played. Oh, this year the same thing. They're playing the Rickwood Classic down in Birmingham, Alabama. 1-2. And ripped out a miss for strike three. Two quick outs here in the sixth inning for Bryson Ware. Ryan at batter with two outs, base empty, top six, 10-2 Bradenton. And the first pitch is a check swing fastball at 97 for a called strike. This year, the Rickwood Classic is taking place at a Rickwood Field, for those who do not know. And the Montgomery Biscuits, who nearby Montgomery, Alabama. So he checks the swing and a miss there. So it's no balls and two strikes on Bryson Ware. It's the oldest professional ballpark in the United States, built for the Birmingham Barons back in 1910. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Jimenez with a 1-2-3 sixth inning. He's got four Ks now. Out of the home half of the inning, 10-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pitcher John Enriquez to Wes Zapata is taking on the outside corner for a called strike to open up the bottom of the sixth inning after Carlos Jimenez tossed a 1-2-3 half inning. The 0-1, and Zapata lines it right at the shortstop, Miller. Didn't have to move a step. And one out for Manuel Torero. 10-2 Bradenton. They scored six runs in the first, four in the second to complete the scoring. Lefty Terrell digs in against Enriquez, who allowed a single but a double play ball into the inning. And first pitch is outside for ball one. Talking last inning about the London Series and MLB playing at Rickwood Field. It's coming up in just about 11 days from now. And the 1-0, wave and a miss. It's 1-1. June the 20th, the Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants are playing. Thursday, June 20th, as that one's tapped foul, third base side. It's 1-2. It's the former home of the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro Leagues. And again, the minor league game is playing on the 18th. I believe it's the Biscuits and the Barons. 1-2, that's rolled first base side foul. Well, for the longest time, and that's obviously where the Birmingham Barons, who are the double-A team for the Chicago White Sox, they actually have the best ERA in minor league baseball right now. 1-2 from Enriquez. And swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball gets him. Two gone in the inning. 10-2 Marauders. Base is empty for Connor Delgado. The really cool thing, you know, honestly, there's no local, it's not like you have the Braves playing there or no closer team. Now, the Cardinals are your closest team, but the Giants are really special as Delgado lines it into shallow right field, dumping in a dive from Katowski, rolls past him. Delgado heading for second, loses the helmet around the base. He's going for third. And there's no throw in as Delgado's in with a triple. And the Marauders looking to add another as they lead 10-2 here in the sixth inning. Well, it's special time of the Rickwood Classic that's coming in about 11 days from now. Willie Mays, who was born in nearby Westfield, Alabama, around the area. He made his professional debut for the Birmingham Black Barons in 1948. And first pitch to Alfonso. The lefties downed it in for ball one. Obviously, that was signed by the then New York Giants. Played there from 1951 to 1972. The man on third. Two outs in the sixth inning. 1-0. And a breaking ball is outside for ball two. So it's neat that these special events that the big leagues are playing in, and there is a minor league version of it 2 days before on, again, June the 18th. 2-0, and that's off the plate outside for ball three. And the great part about it is that Major League Baseball has come in and they have, you know, not that it wasn't in bad, you know, really bad condition, but they've made it to a big league quality field as well. I think that's the biggest thing. It's 3-0. Yeah, that's a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. I had the opportunity when visiting Birmingham back in 2022. I was in the Southern League at the time. Opportunity to go visit the ballpark, and it's owned by the friends, I believe, of Rickwood Field that take care of it. 3-1. And swinging a line foul off the left field line out of play. They still play baseball games there, whether it's local or college games. There's a lot of history at that ballpark, and the oldest professional ballpark in the U.S. Older than Fenway and older than Wrigley. 3-2. And that's down and in for ball four. So Alfonso on base for the third time today as he walks here. Plays two on and two outs in the sixth inning. 10-2 Marauders with Esperlin Valdez coming up. Probably see a lot more in writing about Rickwood as we come closer to that event, and again, just 11 days from now. The Giants and the Cardinals playing, two of the oldest clubs, though, in baseball. First pitch to Valdez is down and in for ball one. Neat part when you go visit it is that they have the current right field, but there is even older part. As 1-0, it's low for 2-0, where the old wall was, and then they had to make a new one. The ballpark itself on the outside, if you'll see it if you watch the game, it's basically built on after Shy Park, which is the old home of the Philadelphia A's. Also, Forbes Field as well, where the Pirates used to play in Pittsburgh. Those were kind of the two models that they used to build Rickwood Field. It was local Cole Barron that built the ballpark there in Birmingham as the fastball's down and away. It's 3-0. He used to play football games there. Alabama used to play at Rickwood Field from 1912 to 1927. That's 3-0. And that's low for ball four. So Enriquez has walked the last two here as Valdez on base for the third time with two walks today and a single. That loads up the bases for Schleen Polanco. 10-2. Bradenton in front as Gustavo Arbas makes his way out from the third base dugout. The Pirates, actually, there is a connection there, too, and that's why we're talking about. The Pirates, who spring training home is here in Bradenton, just down the road, Pirate City. Now a 10-minute drive, and they play spring training games here. The Pirates made Rickwood Field their spring training home in 2019. And so spring training, obviously, down in these parts. The only year that they played there. The Phillies, as well, played their spring training. They were in 1911 and 1920. So both parent clubs have made their spring training home at Rickwood Field, oldest ballpark in America. Bases full, over two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. 10-2 Marauders as Schleen Polanco digs in the left side against the righty John Enriquez. First pitch, and it's a changeup outside for ball one. That's low on the 1-0 fastball. It's 2-0. But the ballpark that used to host the minor league team and the Birmingham Barons also hosted the Birmingham Black Barons and the Negro Leagues there. And there's a lot of history. There's even, at one time, I don't know if they're still there, but there was about 1,000 wooden seats that were purchased from the old Polo Grounds where the New York Giants used to play. And a 2-0, Polanco swings and misses on for a strike. It's 2-1. And then those wooden seats were replaced in 1980, so they're no longer there. But I know there are still a few that are still there. As Polanco lines it in towards center field, and Owusu-Asudu over to his left has it. Kneecap high to end the sixth inning. So Marauders load them up, don't get any runs, though they lead 10-2 after six here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've reached the seventh inning here at Leacom Park, 10-2 Marauders on this Sunday series finale. Andy Miller, 2-3-4, to help against Carlos Jimenez, who winds up. First pitch is cut on a missed out for strike one. The 0-1, And a breaking ball in the inside corner called strike. Miller wants a challenge here. It's confirmed a strike, so Thrasher is no more challenges the rest of the way. Marauders jumped on at Brandon Beckel of the gate this afternoon. A six-run first inning, then scored four in the second. As the 0-2 is chopped foul, third base side. The 0-2, and a fastball just off the plate outside for a ball. Well, just to close out the discussion on Rickwood Field, which again is hosting the Cardinals and Giants on June 20th. Parts of the field that they're updating. The 1-2, swing and a pop up behind to him. Claus sheds the basket, he heads towards the fence, but it's out of play. Some new grass, padding on the wall, dugouts, lights, because out for a large chunk of time there was no padding. The wall is just an old wood wall. But the last part I'm going to leave you on is the coolest part about the field, though, is that it's been used for multiple movies that were filmed there. The movie Cobb about Ty Cobb was filmed there, as well as many scenes from the movie 42. 1-2, Miller smacks this one deep in the air to left field. McGuire, he's at the track, and on the edge of it, the wind knocks it down. And Miller flies out. But again, if you ever get roaming around Alabama and you end up in Birmingham, check out Rickwood Field, or you watch the game on June 20th. Now you've had a bit of background history. One out here in the seventh. 10-2. Marauders on top as Devin Saltabon fouls back the first pitch for strike one. The 0-1. And Saltabon takes it low. It's 1-1. Well, Matt has been really good out of the bullpen today. 2 1/3 scoreless so far. Just one walk, four strikeouts, and two hits allowed. He's retired five in a row now. 1-1, check swing, and it's in there for a called strike of the knees. On Saltabon is 0 for 3 today. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Thrasher scored both runs in the top of the fourth inning on a Bennett triple and a Jared Thomas RBI single. 1-2. And that's a call. Third strike. Carlos Jimenez. Five strikeouts today. And again, he's really in the groove now. Well, Jimenez has had this stuff all year. He's got, you look at the numbers, you know, of his normal stat line. You know, the walks jump out to you. The strikeouts as well. As here's Keenan Anthony, the righty batter with two outs, base is empty. And first pitch breaking ball is on the inside edge for a called strike. And you look at this, the movement on the pitches, and you watch him pitch, and you say, wow, he's got some really good stuff. But again, just the walks will affect his outings. And the 0-1, breaking ball too tall, it's 1-1. 10-2, Bradenton leading in the seventh. And the 1-1. Swing and a pop foul behind to him. For strike two. Anthony 2 for 3. He's got two of the six hits. Marauders out hitting Clearwater 9-6. Bradenton has just left four men on base. Just came out mashing today. One, two is fouled off the catcher, Plaz, and still have to do it again. See if John Enriquez comes out for another half inning or not for Clearwater. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ball of dirt as Plaz will complete the strikeout at first. It's touched up by Alfonso at the first base bag. And Carlos Jimenez with six strikeouts today. Stretch time 10-2. Marauders on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci tu. Se te peglia lo pesciaiole, isla, islena, sempre lo pescia maradena.
Axio Plaza, he's off the bottom of the seventh inning for Bradenton as they are ahead 10-2 on Clearwater. New pitch in the ball game as Chase Hopewell enters in. First pitch in the righty is a fastball pop foul off the right side out of play. First strike one. Hopewell this year making his 15th appearance, 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA. Righty 0-1. That's a fastball that sails the backstop for ball one. 8 walks, 14 strikeouts, and 16 in a third innings this year for Hopewell. Righty sets the 1-1. Check swing. And just out, played outside with a slider there for ball two. Hopewell stands on the mound at 6'5", 205 pounds, native of Cincinnati, Ohio. 2-1. And that's whistled back to the screen for strike two. Signs an undrafted free agent back in July of last year after the draft. Led his college ball for the Bearcats at Cincinnati. 2-2. Breaking ball popped in the air off the right side, and that's also out of play again. Claus 3-for-3 today with a pair of singles and a home run back in the second inning. 2-2 and a fastball called third strike. 94, good pitch there from Hopewell. One gone, base is empty, 10-2 Bradenton. Here's Solomon McGuire. Hopewell pitched back on Thursday in a third scoreless. A series of lefty Solomon McGuire. First pitch home. And that's fouled back to the screen for strike one. McGuire 0 for 3 today, trying to again snap out of this slump that he's in. Break it here. And the 0-1 check swing. It's on the outside corner. It calls strike. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout today. The 0-2. And that's taken low. Good change up there that McGuire stayed off of. One, two. Swinging a foul. Off around the home plate area. Well, Bradenton after today will hit the road next week to start a six-game series against the Blue Jays of Dunedin, the nearby neighbors of Clearwater. Well, ball set from the belt. One, two. And McGuire rolls and foul first base side. Thrashers go back home to host a six-game set against Tampa, who is a lot above the standings right now in the FSL West Division. Right now playing at George M. Steinbrenner Field. 7-3 Tarpons on top of Fort Myers in the eighth inning. Lakeland trailing 6-1 in bottom nine with one out. As McGuire pops it up in the air, shallow left field. Shaver coming on, and Miller goes out on the run. A full head of steam makes the catch. And two gone in the inning for Javier Rivas. Rivas, a home run back in the first inning. 1-for-3 afternoon for him. And first pitch home. It's a fastball down and out of the zone for ball one. Well, the score is around the FSL today. Daytona all over St. Lucie, 11-2. Bottom six at Clover Park. Palm Beach Dunedin is final. The 1-0. Swing and a foul back. It's 1-1. Blue Jays end up putting up 5 in the 8th inning to put things away against the Palm Beach Cardinals. So if Jupiter wins and Lakeland, they lose that game, the Hammerheads in Palm Beach will be tied first in the East Division. 1-1. Swinging a poke out towards left field. Shaver started left, hits over his head and towards the wall. Up against it, Rivas is into second base with a stand-up two-out double here in the 7th inning. Rob Rivas keeps his week going. Marauders 10th in today. So now here's Wesley Zapata. Switching to batting left here against the righty Hopewell. Two outs, runner on second base, bottom 7, 10-2, Bradenton in front. But look to second base and strides home. Fastball, line down the left field line, out of play. And then again, if Lakeland loses, and obviously if Clearwater loses this game, both teams, they've had opportunities to move ahead in the standings, and neither have taken advantage of it. The 0-1, and Zapata spoils it off again, third base side for strike two. Lakeland, I wouldn't count them out yet. There's actually nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases are loaded right now. So that's a score to monitor even more now. A tying run is on deck for them. 0-2. And swing to foul off the left side out of play. They'll do it again. Marauders have been eliminated from the playoffs. It was less than two games this week. Oh, two, and that's taken for a called third strike. So Zapata strikes out looking to end the inning as that ends the seventh inning. On to the eighth we go, 10-2 Bradenton on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton with an eight-run lead at 10-2 as Carlos Jimenez out for another inning of the work. He's gone three innings scoreless so far with six strikeouts. First pitch to Dakota Katowski is inside. Change up for ball one. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Jimenez having a really nice afternoon out of the ballpark. As are the Marauders hitters, 1-0. Whiff and a miss. First strike, it's 1-1. Braden has scored 6 runs in the first inning and 4 in the second, nothing since. 1-1. And a breaking ball high and in for ball 2. Fasher's got both their runs in the fourth inning. Two on. Swinging a foul back. Season high is 7 strikeouts for Carlos Jimenez. He got back on April 30th here. He struck out 7 3 innings out of the bullpen, or out of the rotation that day, actually. That was a Tuesday start. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ties the season high right there, right on cue. With the strikeout, 1 out. Base is empty. He struck out 3 in a row now. And here's Pierce Bennett. 10-2 Marauders on top. Going for the series victory. And first pitch, the righty is outside for ball 1. Bennett RBI triple, then scored in the fourth inning. He sets the letters, 1-0. Fastball freezes Bennett on the inside corner. It's 2-0. Jimenez spent some time in Bradenton in 22. He was injured last year. Struck out 9 a pair of times. As that's rolled foul third base side. Once against Fort Myers, the other and the road in Lakeland. Also at 9 in the Complex League at 21 against the FCL Red Sox at JetBlue Park. 2-1. Cut on a missed at. It's 2-2 on Bennett. Game that Brent Bishop and Juan Jerez. So many of the current Marauders were playing in that day. Lonnie White Jr. Pitch bounces it before home. One they got away. The Red Sox that day back at 21. Marcelo Myers,
one of the top prospects in the Red Sox system. Struck out three times in an 0-for-4 day. That was when Jimenez had a couple times a 9-strikeout game at career high. First got back in 21. 3-2. Swing and a poke foul behind Tome. Now Meyer is part of a really good Double-A Portland team that's in the Eastern League, same league as Altoona. 3-2. And that one's low in the dirt for ball four. Well, the Curve have had a big week this week. They've been playing pretty good baseball as of late. As now here's Jared Thomas, the man on, one out. Top of the eighth inning, 10-2, Bradenton on top. First pitch is top foul, third base side. Strike one, 1-for-3 day. Thomas had an RBI single back in the fourth inning. They're closing out their series in Richmond today. Curve right now on top of the Flying Squirrels, 5-0. Bubba Chandler and Anthony Solomito going today. As the 0-1, that's low for ball 1-1. Take a look at the Pirates scoreboard today. Bunko is going for the sweep at home against the Twins. Trailing 3-1 right now. Jared Jones on the hill at PNC Park. The 1-1. And that one's punched deep down the right field line. Foul. It's 1-2. Triple A Indianapolis is trailing 4-0 in the fourth inning. Mentioned the Double A Altoona score. High Greensboro. They gave up 7 runs in the top of the first inning to Jersey Shore. Greensboro right now behind 7-2 in the top of the second. Derek Diamond gave up 7 runs, just 4 though in that inning. 1-2 from Jimenez. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 8 strikeouts. A season high for him. And 2 outs, a man on for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Two Marauders lead in the eighth inning. Well, Gary McMillan's actually in right now for Greensboro, making his high A debut, just called up yesterday. McMillan, who pitched in 15 games this year for the Marauders, had a 2.84 ERA. Struck out 18 in 19 innings. Over the last month, though, he's been just dynamite. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu is at the knees for a called strike from Carlos Jimenez. And looking to tie his, what I found right now is a career high in 9 strikeouts. 0-1, and a fastball zips up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. The 1-1, and swing and a miss on an off speed. It's 1-2 here on Owusu-Asiedu, who's walked and hit by a pitch today. One ball, 2 strikes. Runner at first, not being held on. A 1-2, swing and a fly ball to center field. Polanco headed back into his left, now evens out as he makes the catch on the jog in right center field. 2 strikeouts, a scoreless eighth inning for Carlos Jimenez. We head to the bottom half of the inning, 10-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Last of the eighth inning at Lecom Park on this Sunday series finale. Carlos Jimenez has been excellent out of the bullpen today. Top of the order, Diopez and Manuel Torreira leads things off on the left side against Chase Hopewell. First pitch to the lefty is chopped foul on top of the Marauders dugout, first base side. Torreira's 0-for-3 today with a walk. Mason Hopewell, who tossed a score the seventh inning. 0-1. And that zips on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. Ryder set for the belt, 0-2. And changeup dips down and away for a ball. Hopewell again, who played his college ball in Cincinnati, but started at Finley. University of Finley in Finley, Ohio. Mascot is the Oilers. 1-2 hit in the air down the left field line. Third baseman Ware chasing after it. It's out of play. So it's found his way into professional baseball. It's a Division II school that plays in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference. Their mascot is Derek the Oiler. It's an all-time one. 1-2 is outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Now I have to find what this mascot looks like. And that's barreled out towards center field. The Wusu Asudu into his left has it chest high, and Torreira lines out. One gone in the eighth inning for Connor Delgado. Oh, it's kind of like in between. It's going to... Oilers have it on that says Oilers on the top of it. He's got massive arms. Of course, he's an Oiler. Sort of in between what a Purdue mascot would look like. And can't think of the Oilers right now. It's a check swing. Delgado offers at it for strike one. But the University of Finley, where Hopewell started his college career at, then finished it in Cincinnati in 2023. One's down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. The 1-1. And fastball sails high and away for ball two. Two on. And foul tip into the mitt. First strike, two. Well, Cincinnati, though, that is a baseball program that has produced a number of big leaguers. A current one right now, Ian Happ. It was a ninth overall drafted by the Cubs back in 2015. Has won a pair of gold gloves. He's an all-star. A 2-2. Changeup dips down and away. It's full on Delgado. K Kevin Youkilis, three-time All-Star, another. Spent his career with the Boston Red Sox, and then towards the end, the White Sox and the Yankees, 3-2, and that's inside for ball four. So Delgado walks for the second time today. One-out walk in the eighth inning, 10. Two Marauders on top. Here's Omar Alfonso. That's one of those couple teams where if you ask somebody, it's like seeing, you know, Michael Jordan with the Wizards at the end of his career, but you could really stump some people with some trivia by saying, what was the last team that Kevin Youkilis played for? And it was the Yankees, 28 games in 2013. And first pitch is low for a ball to Alfonso, the lefty. It's 1-0. Youkilis also played 80 games with the White Sox in 2012, but his Red Sox career spanned from 2004 when they won it all the way to 2012. Now, the biggest alum out of Cincinnati, that's 1-0. It's a call to strike thigh high. It's 1-1 is Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax. Pitched at Columbia and Cincinnati. And the 1-1 is up and away for ball two. Koufax, who ducked it in 1972. Three-time Cy Young Award winner, won the Triple Crown three times, five ERA titles, and a seven-time All-Star. 2-1, sharp hit ground ball right side, sought the bottom range, in the whole fields, and tosses it to first. For the second out of the inning, only play was to first, as Delgado moves to second. So a 2-outs man there for Esmerlin Valdez. 10-2 Marauders ahead. 3 outs away from taking this series from the Threshers. First pitch to the righty is outside for ball one. Class of 1972 had a number of really good players that went in there. Yogi Berra. Buck Leonard from the Negro League days. 1-0. Check swing, and it's 1-1. Roberto Clemente went in the next year in 1973. We had his son Luis on the broadcast last night. And it's 1-1. And a breaking ball is in tight. 2-1. Still see some of the fans sporting their Bradenton Barber and Angles jerseys around the ballpark, and you can pick up your gear online or inside the clubhouse team store. 2-1. Fastball high and in, and as Valdez bends out of the way, it's 3-1. Esmerlin's been on base three times today. Single in the second, he scored. And he's walked twice today. One for two day. Maybe on his week to winning the FSL Player of the Week. 3-1, and Valdez a slow chopper back up the middle. Miller ranges and throws across his body from the second base bag. In time, that ends the inning. On the ninth we go, 10-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey, Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Mike Walsh is the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders. Looking for the last three outs here in the top of the ninth inning as Jimenez goes four scoreless innings today. Walks two, strikes out eight as my boy Carlos was just phenomenal today. One of his best outings of his season. Through 70 pitches now, Walsh is in ninth round pick in 2022 out of Yale University. Walsh has also been incredible this year, making his ninth appearance. Spent some time on the injury list. Is 1-0 with a .117 ERA. 9-1-2. First pitch to AJ Shaver is a fastball. The knee is called strike. Righty Walsh, tangle up up near the eyeballs, and the 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Shaver's 0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts. Numbers on Walsh. 10 strikeouts, just 2 walks, and 7 and 2-thirds. The 0-2. And that's a called third strike on the inside corner. Nasty slider there from Mike Walsh. One gone. And a 10-2 Marauders lead here in the ninth. Walsh, a fastball, sinker, cutter, slider mix in his arsenal. And first pitch is a fastball low for ball one. I mean, that sinker that he's throwing a few times here is a new pitch. He's empty, one gone, the 0-1. And that's at the knees for a called strike. On Bryson Ware, he's also 0 for 4 today with 4 strikeouts. Otters have 16 Ks today. And the 0-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. That was strike two. Losing track of balls and strikes here. But then type of afternoon at Lee Compart. Now the 1-2, and that's it on the ground out towards shortstop Delgado. Fields throws to first in time. Two gone in the ninth for Aiden Miller. 10-2 Marauders on top. And out away from taking this series from the Threshers. Well, Marauders struck out 17 back on Friday night, which is a season high, so there's one away from tying that. As Walsh looking for a 1-2-3-9. Here's Miller is 1-for-3 with a walk. First pitch, the righty. Lays a fastball low for ball one. One zero, and that's off the plate for a ball. 2-0. By the way, Lakeland stormed back and scored 6 in the ninth inning to win 7-6 over Jupiter. Boy, what a wild game that was. 2-0. Swinging a slow ground ball out to shortstop. Delgado charging in, fields and throws, and that's the ball game. Marauders win 10-2. Needed just 2 big innings in the first and the second as they take the series 4-2 over the Threshers. In the first inning, it was a 6-run first. Home run by Rivas, highlighted it. Axio Plaza threw in home run in the second inning, and that was it. That was the ball game. Threshers got 2 in the fourth inning, but Carlos Jimenez, 4 scoreless out of the bullpen. Mike Walsh with a scoreless ninth, and Bradenton again wins 10-2. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Leacom Park here inside the broadcast booth on the postgame show. Marauders win big tonight by a score of 10-2 to take the series 4-2. And, well, it got off to a quick start right away. Marauders scored 6 runs in the bottom of the first inning. It was a 2-RBI double from Shalene Polanco, 2-RBI single from Axel Plaz, and a 2-run home run from Javi Rivas against Brandon Beckel. They jumped in front 6-0 right off the bat. Scored 4 more in the second on a Valdez single, and then a 3-run home run from Axel Plaz, 10-0 just like that. Threshers got a pair of runs in the fourth inning on a triple from Bennett. Jared Thomas with an RBI single, but that was it. Connor Oliver gave up 2 runs in 3 in the third innings. One of those runs was an inherited runner that scored. Carlos Jimenez, 4 scoreless, 8 strikeouts today by him. And Mike Walsh with a scoreless ninth inning as well. Tyler Kennedy got the last 2 outs in the fourth inning. So 2 scoreless, 2/3 of an inning scoreless out of him today as well. Plaz drives home 5 runs, which is a season high for Marauders hitter this season. So big afternoon for him. Finished with 3 hits in the contest. Final numbers in this one. Thrashers 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. Marauders 10 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base. Winning pitcher is Carlos Jimenez, improves 2-2. Brandon Beckel, loser, falls to 2-1. Game time, 2 hours and 50 minutes, seen by 500 fans today on this Sunday afternoon. We come back here in the postgame show. We'll get you set for Tuesday's contest in Dunedin. That's next on the postgame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Marauders with a big victory today as they win 10-2 over the Clearwater Threshers. Back on the postgame show, Thomas and Zarella. Before we let you go and before we get you set for tomorrow's an off day, but Tuesday's contest at TD Ballpark and at Dunedin. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard beginning in the Pirate system. Buckos right now, bottom five, they are trailing the Twins 3-1, going for a sweep today. And elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Triple A Indianapolis at home against Columbus. They are behind 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Double A Altoona on top of Richmond, 5-2 in the sixth. Jersey Shore defeating or on top right now of Greensboro, 8-2. Greensboro gave up 7 runs and the top of the first inning. Gary McMillan getting his look in right now as he's making his high A debut. He's given up just an unearned run in 2 1/3 innings, so really good day for Garrett so far. A good day at the office. In the Florida State League, it was a wild day for sure as we had a big game here with terms of runs. An insane come-from-behind win for Lakeland. He scored 6 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to walk off Jupiter 7-6. Palm Beach falls to Dunedin 8-1. Daytona still going on right now in St. Lucie. Tortugas on top of the Mets, 12-3. And Tampa up 8-4 right now, top of the ninth inning on Fort Myers with 2 outs, runner on second base there at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton with the win today, improved to 25-32. They take the series, winning 4 out of the 6 games. Thrashers fall to 36-21. After an off day tomorrow, Bradenton will travel to Dunedin to take on the Blue Jays, starting game 1 of 6 against them. First time Marauders making the trip there to TD Ballpark. First pitch on Tuesday, 6:30. Pre-game show will get you rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders broadcast network. We have yet to name a starter yet, so stay tuned for that. Neither side will set the rotations probably tomorrow. Get you more back on that. But again, final score one last time here from Leacom Park. Marauders 10, Thrashers 2. Thomas and Zarella, the rest of our entire crew, is saying so long from Leacom Park. We'll see you in Dunedin on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.